Blog Talk Radio.
Have you done your yoga today?
DDP Yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
Savage, you wanna come into my real world? I'm gonna snap into yours.
Brother, 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 brother. My question to you is, what are you? Some kind of a gemologist or something? That spring stampede we're all gonna see if DDP has got any family jewels at all.
Oh, that is pretty heavy.
I say
on you
that you got none.
I'm a doubt.
Well, macho man. I guess we're going to find out at Spring Stampede.
Wait a minute.
And don't forget to bring your little bimbo Liz.
Whoa.
Because since I'm bringing the lady, you might as well bring the trap.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho. So honestly, DDP Yoga has changed my life, and it probably saved my career, both in wrestling and in music. It's the best thing I've ever done for my health, mentally. I feel so much stronger, I feel so much better, I feel younger. And the best thing about it is I can do it whenever I want.
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Arthur, when you started YRG, how much did you weigh?
297.
297. What do you weigh now?
156.
How long were you walking on those canes, bro? 15 years. This man right here shows that anything is possible, but it starts right here.
For anyone to have any question of whether or not it works, just look at my stuff, because the proof is absolutely in the gluten-free, dairy-free pudding, because all I'm doing is DDP Radio.
It's DDP Radio.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to another hour or so of DDP Radio. Start tailing down the music now, Robert. Let's put out on Twitter. We have DDP live on DDP Radio, so anybody who's listening, if you wouldn't mind going by and tweeting at RealDDP or at DDP Yoga, and let them know that we're going to have having a live show, and they can call in if they want. I'll be putting out that number in a little bit. We bring in our guest, who's one of my very, very good friends, and I'll get to him in a moment. I want to talk about, first of all, I want to welcome Sparky. Hey, Sparky, how are you tonight, bro?
Hey, not too bad. What's going on, Dallas?
Good, man. Anybody who's listening, especially if you're in the chat room, if you have any questions for me or our guests tonight, you can just shoot them over to Sparky if you don't want to call in. If you do want to call in, you want to get online, it's going to be a little while before we talk to you, but you'll be at the head of the line, and you can call in at 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216, and get online. And you can also hear it if you're driving down the road or whatever, and you want to leave your computer and, you know, get in your car or whatever. You can pick it up there and catch it live on your tunes. Just hit the Robert. First of all, Robert, how are you doing tonight, man?
Doing good, man.
Cool. And if people are just want to listen, they just call in the number. But if they want to talk, then they hit one, right?
That's right.
Okay, so if you don't hit a one, don't worry about it. We won't even go to you. But you got to hit the one for us to know you want to get on the show. Okay, I do want to talk about the Today Show. We, believe it or not, I've even seen it yet, but I've gotten about 45 text messages, about 20 phone calls, and uncountable amount of tweets from people about that they saw the Today Show with Arthur on there, and a lot of really good response off of that. So that's awesome. We will be on The Doctors, which is already in the can. We filmed that, and that will be on the 28th of this month. I love that they're spread apart like that. And we don't know when we're going to be on Dateline, another show that's in the can. And maybe this week or next week we'll let you know as soon as we know. I want to give you some news on the Ultimate Workshop that I do at my house here in Atlanta, Georgia. The 26th of January has been sold out for about a week now. But we did put up the March 2nd workshop that we're going to be doing as well. So if you want to get and come to the workshop that I'm going to be doing, it's the Ultimate Workshop. It's 6 hours. It isn't just, you know, how I came up with DDP Yoga. It's not just the breathing, which we really get into, and how to count to actually elevate your heart rate. That's what I said, counting to elevate your heart rate. I get into real detail on that. Of course, going through the Diamond Dozen with everyone, getting to know everybody and everybody getting else to know everybody else. And then we go into about an hour plus workout after we get done doing all of the really getting down in the Diamond Dozen to every little intricate little spot that can help you adjust, modify, really just give you a total grasp of what the workout's about, how to raise your elevate your heart rate. We get into, of course, the heart monitor and, you know, all the reasons why I have you do the things that you do. And it really just pulls it all together. And then after that's done, I've got like 5 showers in this house. So everybody takes showers, gets changed, and then we head into the kitchen. And going to go in there and do some cooking. And, you know, I've got some special guests that are going to help me out. And it's going to be a good time, man. So the 26th is sold out. But if you want to go to March 2nd, there's still a couple spots left on that. And one of the spots is going to our Warrior of the Quarter. You know, a lot of us, you know, we've been doing this Warrior of the Month. And it started out like a gangbuster. So many people were getting involved in it. And then, you know, it sort of tailed off, and it tailed off a little more, tailed off a little more. But we ended up picking 6 total Warriors within a 3-month, actually a 4-month period of time. And then I had you all vote on them because I wasn't going to pick who won that. I wanted the people from Team DDP Yoga. And I got to tell you, I was a little disappointed with how many people actually voted, which was only a total of 166. Which, and you can only vote, you know, but I thought that was sort of lame, and I'm just saying it, you know, as far as, you know, supporting each other.
You're not the only one, man.
Either way, by a very slim margin, no pun intended, Slim is our winner. Right, Don was right behind him, and Ninja was right behind him. The winner of the Warrior of the Quarter, and I'm going to start this up in February again, and I'm going to do it for 3 months, and then we'll see what happens, maybe 4 months, and we'll see how our response is. If we get enough people, well, then I'll do it again, because the person who wins this Warrior of the Quarter that is only voted on by members of Team DDP Yoga, well, we're going to fly Slim in and put him up in our crib here in Atlanta, Georgia, for the weekend. And I'm going to choose the weekend of March 2nd. So this is a serious value, well over $500, really almost $1,000 value that I'm giving away between what I charge for him to put it up in the room and how we do all that and the flying in. So it'll be well worth, when it's all said and done, probably close to $1,000 total in cash and prizes, so to speak. But Slim, you are the winner, bro, and that was voted on by members of Team DDP Yoga, bro. So looking forward to block the date out March 2nd. If for some reason you can't make that, we'll just take it to the next workshop and see if you can make that one. So that's going to be coming. I also want to let people know about if they want to take the workshop to a whole different level, well, then you might want to go to Mexico with us to come down for the DDP Yoga Extravaganza Retreat. And we have a really good time there. We've had unbelievable people who've come down, members of Team DDP Yoga. And a lot of people come back every year. So I know Doug's going to make it for his third time in a row. I know Jimbo's going to make it for his third time in a row. But we've got almost a packed house on that. So you might want to go to ddpyoga.com or teamddpyoga.com and check it out and check that resort out, because it is super sweet. And we got some special guests to be there. One, of course, will be Arthur, and his wife Vicky are going to be coming in for the retreat. And I know Stacy's going to be coming. She's not on the show tonight, but she's going to be there as well with her boyfriend Bill, who is an amazing gluten-free, dairy-free chef. He's a chef of everything, but he specializes in that. So, he actually has cooking classes down there, baking classes, workouts, and we also party. So it's like everything included. Last but not least, before we go into our guest here, I want to remind everybody that the very best of Nitro number 2 will be coming out February 12th. And just for any of the rumors out there about me going to be at the Royal Rumble, they are not happening. I'm just letting you know that. Mainly because I was asked if I wanted to come in for it, but I couldn't do it because I was doing the workshop on that weekend. So that's that. There's other rumors out there about Scott Hall and coming in to living here at the accountability crib. And they are just rumors right now. Not really sure exactly what Scott's going to do when it comes to that. But I do know that X-Pac about a week ago and let me know that Scott, needed some help and gave me his number. And I called him up and we've had some amazing discussions. And I think he's ready to try to get his life back, which I'm really excited about. And if there's anything that I can do to help him, I will. But he has to go through, he has to go through a lot to get to be able to come here, because a lot of stuff when you're drinking like that, you've got to be able to, make sure you're healthy enough to start a cleaner lifestyle. So that's something I might even bring it up with Mark as we get our guest today, once we get into the show here. Again, I want to remind anybody, if you want to call in and ask questions, 347-994-1216. And you're going to wait a little bit. So if you feel like waiting to get online, come on down. If you've got questions, hit Sparky and we'll do it there. I want to bring on my guest at this time. And this is a guy that I go way back with. Back when I was managing, he was coming in as a wrestler. And he was brought in as I think it was like 6 or 7 guys who were brought in. Stone Cold Steve Austin, or at the time Stunning Steve Austin, was one of them. I know Scotty Steiner was at the time, both the Steiner, Scotty was brought in at that point too. And Mark Merrow, of guys who really made, big careers in this business. When I came over to be a wrestler, everybody laughed their ass off. But Mark, he knew me, and he had faith in what I was trying to do, and helped me out quite a bit. And we would go down when we finally started our feud. This is one of my favorite feuds. If you want to see Mark Merrow, who is our guest tonight, if you want to see him as Johnny B. Badd against Diamond Dallas Page, go on YouTube. I will guarantee you will be like, oh, my God, that was an awesome match. And we had some really good matches. And I don't say that about everybody. It was absolutely one of my favorite feuds, and I never got to beat him, ever, 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 no matter how hard I never got to beat him. He's a television champ. He's an Intercontinental champ. He is, without question, one of the people's champions out there. And if you really want to change your attitude and really have an inspired life that shows you how to overcome adversities, you want to get his book, How to Be the Happiest Person on the Planet. Please welcome my guest and good buddy, Mark Merrow. How are you, buddy?
DDP, it's great to be on the show. You know, Dallas, one of the things I learned from you, with all the stuff we've been through in life, you got three choices, okay? And they are give up, give in or give it all you got. And, you know, from that point on, it's been going nonstop. It's given everything you got in life. It's so short. It goes by so quickly. And I'm encouraging anybody that's listening tonight to give it everything you got, because you don't always get second chances.
You know, Mark, you started speaking, how long ago, and Mark is an inspirational speaker, and a lot of people like to use the word motivational, but Mark's way more inspirational, because everybody's got that flicker inside of him, and also, sometimes it goes out, like it goes out on a lot of people. And Mark has a gift of helping people turn it back on again, and he does a lot with corporate gigs and stuff, but he gives back so much to kids. And when you started doing this, what was like your first actual talk to kids? How long ago was that, bro?
Wow, it was August of 2007 is when I did my first presentation, and it was actually at Melbourne High School.
Wow,
and
I'll never forget
it, because you know, being in professional wrestling, you know, we'd go out to anywhere from, you know, thousands of people every single night. You know, we used to do about 250 cities a year, and I'll never forget the first time walking out to a high school auditorium. I don't think I've ever been so scared in my life. You know, high school kids are cynical, they're judgmental, and they look for every reason, you know, why they don't want to learn from you or absorb from you. And you have to really have your finger on the pulse of what kids are going through today to really be able to inspire and to motivate and to get kids to really believe in their own dreams.
Oh, dude, I've spoken in front of kids, and you're right, man. They are the toughest critics on the planet. You know, you show up at a corporate gig, they want you to do good. They want you to inspire them. Kids, that's a whole different animal. So when I first saw Mark speak, I was like, wow, that's an interesting take on it, because he just doesn't talk. I'll let him get into that in a second. But I saw it, and I thought, wow, he's definitely got something there. You know, but it needs work, like anything. And he put the work in. And I came back again. I watched it again. Went out to one of his presentations. Like, wow, that got better. That's getting good, blah, blah, blah. After the fourth time that I've seen it, and I've seen it a number of times, I was like, wow, this is something really, really, really special. And, Mark, explain, because it's all about the work ethic. And anybody, I don't care if you're trying to lose weight, get in shape, become a professional speaker. And so many people say, oh, I'm going to be an inspirational speaker, motivational speaker. They don't know all the work that goes into it. I mean, to get to where you felt comfortable, how did you work at this, bro? How did you, you know, overcome the adversities that it took in the beginning of learning how to speak?
Russ, Dale, I'm gonna share a story with you that you know, it goes to the old saying, you know, it's not how many times you get knocked down in life, it's how many times you get back up. Yep. You know, so many people that didn't make it never realized how close they were to making it. And I'll never forget, I spoke at a school called Lake Brantley High School, and I was with a couple other celebrities, and I might have told you the story, Dale, but what happened was that the presentation was four people that just got up and tried to inspire 1,000 kids in this auditorium. And I'll never forget that after Russ Rollins started off. Russ is a radio DJ in one of the top radio shows here in Orlando. And he got up and he said, I was athlete of the year at another high school. They all started booing him because it was their rival high school. And,
right.
You know, he didn't care. He's like, you know, go ahead, boo all you want. Here, let me give you the microphone to my good friend Mark Merrill. And it was like going into a lion's den. And I remember that it was so bad, Dallas, that I just thought to myself, oh, my gosh, I want to get off the stage so bad. And I'll never forget that sweaty feeling I felt. And I always said that if I could just inspire one person, it'd be worth it. And after the presentation ended, the kids hated it. And I remember walking up the stage, my wife comes walking up to me. She goes, honey, that was great. And I thought, wow, that's the person I just inspired right there. And from that day, I realized that I got to put together a story. Just like in wrestling, you got to put together a match. You got to put together an entertaining, a match that's got highs and lows. The good guy comes back and almost makes it and gets cut off and then all of a sudden wins the match. And I put together a presentation through a multimedia presentation that was inspiring, challenging, but yet inspired kids and made kids want to believe in themselves. And now I've done 450-something schools now.
Wow. Wow.
The thing I guess I'm trying to say is don't ever give up on your dreams, man. If there's something you see yourself doing or something you've been envisioning in your life, especially with the new year coming right here, man, I got to tell you something. Don't give up, man. So we don't realize how close we are if we just keep going. Keep going. All of a sudden, something happens. There's a person that shows up in your life that you never expected, and your life can be changed forever.
You know, I discussed this with Steve Yu, who is the works with me here at DDP Yoga. But he's so creative, along with being so analytical, which you really don't ever see that. And he's finally put the finished touches on his movie, Inspired the Movie, which, of course, features Arthur Borman. And he's the one who actually, with Arthur, put together the Never Ever Give Up Arthur Borman inspirational video, which has now got well over 7 million plus views. But somewhere in his movie, he says, what if you knew when you started you couldn't fail? What if you actually knew you, no matter what happened, you were still, you know, how many times you got knocked down, somehow you still knew you were going to hit the finish line? Would you work harder? Would you not quit? Like, nobody would quit if they knew they couldn't fail. And that's what I tell people, especially when it comes to weight loss, you know, or giving up on themselves. Because, you know, America, a lot of Americans have given up hope. They've lost faith in themselves. And if
you're
they
so
just
right, Dale.
you either
find a way or you find an excuse. And I really just want people to understand that, to not give up, because we have, as a country, it's like almost every person that is not working, there's only another person working. How long can our country continue to go like that when people feel enabled, people feel entitled to things in life? And our country is becoming so obese and so lethargic. We're seeing this in young kids who feel entitled. And when you see a young person walk around with his pants around his hips, and you're thinking, so how's this kid ever going to get a job? Who is ever going to hire a person that's going to walk into a place with an attitude that the world owes them something? And it's very hard, because I see this in young people today. And I really want to just encourage people, man, we've got to all be the light. And that's the important thing.
You know, one of the things that really impresses me about your presentation, because it's, you make people laugh and you get them dancing and up on their feet and hooting and hollering, and then you make them really get emotional, you know, and you grab at their heartstrings. And that's the real beauty of your talk and your presentation. That being said, and we're going to go to the phones in just a minute, and like I said before, the number is 347-994-1216. If you want to get online, ask Mark some questions. And Sparky is in the chat room if you want to send some over. As soon as I get done saying this, we'll go to you, Sparky, first, and then we'll go to the lines, Robert. And, Robert, why don't we both get on the message board so that we can hit back and forth how many people we have in there, et cetera, et cetera. But, Mark, you know, one of the most impressive things to me about your presentation is, like you said, if you could just inspire one person. And I know, because I've seen your Facebook, I've seen the comments kids make right after one of your presentations. It's amazing. That's all I can really say. It's like, blows my mind. Because it's so powerful. But how many kids, and you don't have to, you can just tell a story about one of them, how many kids have told you, and I've seen the emails, have told you that you literally saved their life from killing themselves? How many kids?
You know, Dales, we actually just started a file on this, because a lot of these kids, you know, we really get into some type of counseling or something, and every week I receive hundreds and hundreds of letters from students on how their life changed from our one-hour presentation. And I have seen, you know, obviously so many letters that I've received from kids that were suicidal. And, you know, I have one right here that's a testimonial from a student that a short one I'll read to you right here that I got not too long ago. And it says, Mark, I was at your presentation today at Hagerty High School. I was sitting in the back by myself, and I was going to go home and take my own life, and then I saw your program. I thought about my mom, how much she loves me. I thought about your story and why God still has me here. I bawled my eyes out in the bathroom and realized I'm here for a reason. You made me realize that. You saved my life. You came on the perfect day, right when I had enough. Thank you. And this is a friend now. She's my friend on Facebook. You know, she got into counseling. And I remember getting a call from her at the counselors, and she told me, and I'll never forget this, she said, Mark, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Thank you for saving my life. And I know that's one that but we have many more letters like that. But, you know, we all of us can make such a difference in other people's life. And I think that's a joy that I know for you, Dallas, I know for myself, that's a joy we have in our life. There is no greater feeling than helping someone else achieve your goals. I always tell people, if you want to be happy, help someone else become happy. You want to be successful, help someone else become successful.
Yeah, that's so true, man. That's so true because, you know, so many people on Team DDP Yoga, they help other people. While they're helping them, they're helping themselves. It's like when, and you remember this, you know, when I was at WCW and they wouldn't book me on the towns. So if you don't wrestle, you really don't get any better. You got to wrestle all the time to get any good. It just doesn't happen. So since they weren't booking me, I went down to the power plant and I started teaching guys, some of the young guys coming up. And I learned that the more people I taught, the more I learned. The more I learned, the better I got. It's the same thing when you're trying to help other people, when you're trying to inspire other people. As far as, you know, if Slim is a great example. Sparky's another great example. Stacy. So many people came to Team DDP Yoga looking for inspiration. And they end up walking away many, many times being the person who's doing the inspiring.
Absolutely. That's just paying it forward, Dallas. It's amazing principle in life when you can help someone else. There's no greater joy I have in my life is helping these students and families. I mean, we go now, you know, I'm speaking at churches and corporations. I spoke at Disney recently to 1,000 of their, they call them cast members at Disney. They don't call them employees. They call them cast members.
Right.
And they actually set up a wrestling ring, and that was just an amazing, amazing day. But it was the same reaction we see at the schools. We see people, you know, you have laughter, you have tears, and everything in between. And that's really the emotion, that's the roller coaster of life that we all go through. You know, life is not easy. And when anybody that thinks it is crazy. Life is not easy. And, you know, and the sad part is people think if they're going to be rich, they're going to be happy. And I tell you something, the more people that I know that are wealthy are some of the most miserable people I've ever met. It's people that have really experienced true loss in their life that really can appreciate how precious this gift of life is and how important it is to help other people.
On that note, we were talking about Scott Hall earlier and mentioned, because it's all over the internet, that Scott's moving into my DDP's accountability crib, into my place. And that's not in any way definite as of yet. It is it's being thrown around. But right now, Scott's got to get healthy. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, he talked about is that, you know, I made millions of dollars and I was miserable as hell. You know, it's just like, because now he's getting faces starting all over again. And, you know, money is not the answer. You know, it can be a problem, too, you know, not having it. So there's got to be some happy medium somewhere, you know, in between there. And, you know, and people who say, you know, like you just said, life's not easy. You know, if it was easy, you wouldn't appreciate it. No one appreciates anything just given to them. You got to work for it. That's why I always talk about work ethic. Work ethic equals results. So that being said, we got a couple callers in. Sparky, do you have any questions out of the chat room?
Yeah, we got 4 or 5 questions lined up already. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, Sparky. Nice to talk to you. By the way, DDP, I'm coming into Atlanta on February 28th, so I'm going to be there when you're having the whole crew there on March 1st.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to do the schools in Atlanta that week of February 28th through March, whatever, that whole week there.
Oh, awesome.
I think we fly in on the 26th.
I'm going to book this. What are you coming in on? You say you're coming in on the 28th?
I'll tell you exactly when I'm coming in. I'm coming in on February 20th. I actually get in on the 24th. It's a Sunday, and we start
right.
our schools on the 25th through March 1st, but I won't leave until the following Sunday.
Really? You won't leave until the following
yeah.
Sunday?
Yeah, because I'm speaking at the church the 3rd of March in Atlanta.
What about that Saturday, the 2nd? Are you going to be –
No, the Saturday I'm going to be free, so I'll be in town, so I'm going to be seeing you.
You got to come. Awesome.
I'm coming.
Awesome. Okay, there's our next guest coming in, special guest for the second half. Awesome, bro. Awesome. All right, Sparky, let's get a couple questions. We'll grab a couple phone answer messages, and then we'll come over to back to you, Spark. Give me the first question.
Okay, we got Nicole in the chat is asking Mark. She wants to know what you could say to people who have a self-esteem issue who thinks that they are just unworthy of love themselves.
Wow, let me think about that for 1 second. I got to tell you something. There's a lot of things I would say to them, but you know, one of the things that for example, if you could see half of what I see in you, then one day you realize how truly amazing you are. So many of the people that have low self-esteem and you see something so beautiful about someone, I often say this to myself, if you could only see half of what I see, you'd realize how amazing the amazing things you're going to accomplish in your life. And it is really hard because so many people that are beaten down because of other people's opinions of them, so many people live for other people's expectations. And it's really sad when you don't live your life for yourself and you try to live it for other people's expectations. And I see that with a lot of people that have low self-esteem.
You know, and it's little things. It's like little goals. Like, I didn't make this up, but I heard someone say it. Like, when you start to achieve goals, which I, of course, believe and live, you feel better about who you are. So try a goal of not biting your fingernails just for a week. You know, every time you're going to put your fingers in your mouth, stop. You know, and if that one's too hard, go to that junk drawer that you know you can't find anything in and go clean it. Just set a goal to clean that and try to keep it clean for a week. I mean, just little tiny goals, you know, as opposed to losing weight or trying to work out, because that takes a lot of work. You know, that takes try something simple. And the more goals that you set for yourself, the more things you write down, just don't think it, ink it, the more stuff you write down, the more stuff you achieve, the better you're going to feel about you. And I think it's just the little goals. It's the little things that start off that get you rolling, you know, and get you moving. Would you agree with that, Mark?
Yeah, you know, Dale, someone, you know, anyone that's going through low self-esteem problems, I always like to talk to them. I just like to sit across from them and really just look at them and let them. And when anybody sees that somebody cares about them or believes in them, it gives them that glimmer of hope that maybe I can get out of this funk. Maybe I can be something. Maybe I can do this. And you're right. It's you know, we got to crawl before we can walk and walk before we can run. But it's encouraging and inspiring people to believe in themselves.
You know, Arthur's the best example of that, bro. Get behind him. That was it. He did all the work.
Right,
I didn't do any of the work. I worked out with him once in 10 months.
You know, Dale, how many times have you said, if Arthur can do it, anybody can do it?
Yeah, what could you do? To anybody.
Yeah.
You have to beat up.
I couldn't even walk, and we complained about that, you know, we're having trouble losing 10 pounds here and there, and this guy just couldn't even walk.
Yeah, you know, and now he can do stuff I can't do, and that's saying something, because I can do a lot. You got another question there, Sparky, before I go to the lines here? Got a few?
Yeah, we got a few more from Ben in the chat. He's talking about adversity and wanted to know how you can overcome something that seems insurmountable. Like, he knows you face loss of some family members and some people close in the business, Mark. And you're just staying so positive and moving forward really hits him, and he's had some loss, and he wants to know, like, how do you get there?
Wow, man, that's a great question. You know, I've learned that no matter what happens or how bad your life gets or how bad whatever you're going through, it's going to get better. You know, I look at it kind of like we're all tried by fire, you know, in a sense of our lives. And wood, hay, and little sticks burn up in a fire, but precious stones, they endure forever. And you got to believe you're a precious stone. You got to believe that you are going to endure. You're going to overcome this adversity. I remember my mother and my mother and my brother died 2 weeks apart. My brother was only 21. My mom was only 58. And I'll never forget the feeling and just almost feeling like everything in the world, nothing matters, you know. And how do I get through this? But it was my faith in God, and it was my realization that I am a precious stone, and I'm going to get through this, and I'm going to make it through this. And I encourage you, man, to believe that about yourself, and believe that you're going to be okay, and you're going to get through this.
You know, and so much that belief, and I'll do a segue before we bring in our first caller. My buddy Officer X is online here. We got Henry, we got Travis. I know I got you guys coming up here, God, this Mr. ADD boy, I just lost my train of thought. I have no idea what I was going to say now because I thought of Officer X and Henry and Travis, and I got blown out. So I'll come back to that. I do want to mention that Slim, who is our winner for the Warrior of the Quarter, he just had his 8-month weigh-in. In 8 months, my man who started, Mark, this guy started at 601 pounds, all right? In 8 months, Slim is down 167 pounds.
Wow. What a testimony. Slim, that's amazing, man. That is what a blessing it is to hear something like that.
That reminded me when I saw this, it reminded me what I was going to say. Like, Kevin Nash left me the coolest message today about, he heard about me, you know, Scott, because, of course, he's in the clique of guys who are trying to help Scott. You know, Kevin said, I've come in the ninth inning with two outs. Because he's been there the whole game from the beginning of the game. And he said to his wife, Tamara, you know, said, well, how can Dallas make a difference when nobody else has? And Scott said, Kev said that she saw the spot on the Today Show this morning, and she saw it and looked at him and said, wow, okay, I get it. And it's not me. You know, Jake Roberts is here. Jake Roberts is down 57 pounds. And I want to tell people out there who are Jake Roberts fans that I'm going to reach out and ask for something of you. Actually, I had Jake film something tonight because Jake is torn. He's got some kind of tear in his rotator cuff, and he didn't do it doing my workout. He did it going to the gym because he felt so good. I mean, here's a guy who couldn't go from standing to the ground, Marco, and then getting back up. He couldn't go into a push-up and come back up. I have footage of it. It was brutal. I thought he's never going to be able to do it because it's going to take so much work. And he got to it. He finally got to where he could hold plank. He finally got where he could do a push-up on his knees. And right before he ended up hurting his shoulder, he did a 5-second push-up. Where you lower,
nice.
Hold for 5 and come up for 5. Yeah, sweet, right? And that he's at like 4 days. He's about 3 weeks in the gym. And I'm like, Jake, please, if you're going to, every day I'd say it to him, make sure light, 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 light. Don't lift any weight, blah, blah, blah. But one day his little ego slipped in, and he was doing something around his, you know, working his back, and rolled his shoulder, and he did something to it. I sent him for an MRI. We're going to put a Kickstarter thing together because Jake has no insurance. You know, as far as him being here, I pay for everything. It's all part of me helping him and doing giving back to him. But for this right here, this is a big ticket. And we're going to see what the fans we're going to get. You know, he doesn't want anything for nothing. He's going to have pictures. He's going to have DVDs. You know, the movie's going to be involved. All sorts, because we're doing the resurrection of Jake the Snake. So anybody out there, be looking for that Kickstarter. We'll be putting that on Twitter and on our Facebooks out there. And if anybody can help out even just a little bit, that would be awesome. And I know Jake would really appreciate it. And, you know, like I say, you get something back for helping Jake out as well, and he's really doing really good. Now, that being said, there's no way that I think that I could really help Scott Hall by myself. I just don't think I have the ability to. But with Jake being 67 days sober, completely clean, And knowing that this Jake, I've never met this Jake, you know, that I've gotten to really know in the last 3 months. I know many different Jakes, but I haven't met this one. The guy who really wants to be a better father, a great granddad, who wants to go out on his terms. You know, one of the things Scott had said to me was, you know, Dally, you know, you're the most positive son of a gun on the planet. And, you know, you're never down, which is not true. But that's what he sees. And he's saying, you're not a junkie. You know, you're not an addict. You're not an alcoholic. You don't know. You know, you're right. But Jake does. So, you know, that being said, I'm really hoping that as this thing moves forward, that Scott can really grab a hold of this. I'm hoping that he goes through the things that he has to do to wean off the alcohol. And, you know, I'm really hoping that, and a lot of people, Mark, I can't tell you, like I get choked up just thinking about it. I can't tell you how many people write on stuff about Jake when they see him doing so well. DDP, please help Scott Hall. And I mean, I've seen it over and over, like every, you know, it was started with like every 60 emails and it went every 40 emails. Then it happened every 20. And now it was like every 10. It was like God moves in really, you know, cool and mysterious ways, man, to pull different people together. And I'm really hoping this actually, you know, turns into something for him. But I could never do it without Steve, Louie, Jake, you know, and now my daughter's even here right now. Brittany, she's here, and she's an awesome addition to what we got going here. And her mom is our Radar O'Reilly. For people who used to watch MASH, you know, Radar O'Reilly was the guy as a corporal who ran everything. But got a lot of really great things going right now. And when you see it out there for Jake, if anybody can help him out, that would be really awesome. And you get something cool back from him. All right, let's go to our first caller. I'll come back to you, Sparky, and get those other questions in the chat room. Officer X, how are you, my friend?
My man, DDP. Mark, how you doing, guys?
Doing good, brother.
What's happening?
Oh, not much. What's up with you, man?
Calling in. Yo, Officer X, we always call him Officer X because are you on duty right now, Officer?
I am. Lunch break, man. Lunch break.
I can't tell you where he is, but you can sound by that accent. You might have an idea what part of the country he's in. But Officer X, I met him at a signing. We became buddies. He's buddies with RVD. And RVD and I were like, you know, acquaintances while wrestling. But after Officer X putting us together on so many different occasions, RVD's turned out one of my buddies. One of my good buddies. And I got to thank you for that, Officer X. You got a question or a statement for Mr. Merrill?
No, nice. I love you guys. You inspire everybody. And what you're doing with Jake and if you do with Scott Hall is, I mean, God works through people, man. He's definitely working through you to save souls. And it's so true what you say, though. You just can't do it for anyone. If they don't want it, and if they don't want it more than anything in the world, you can't give it to them, whether it's weight loss, fitness, for anything. You got to really, really want it and work at it. In sobriety as well, you got to dig, you know. And I've been to Mark's speeches too, his presentations too, and it's awesome the way you guys inspire people. And I have a lot of friends that I run into that know I have friends that are wrestlers and everything, and I'll always say, this is fake. I say, I always tell them, go look up Mark Miro's presentation, look up Dallas Page, tell me that stuff's fake, because you guys are out saving souls every day, every single day.
X, I really appreciate that, and I also appreciate that you sent me the most adorable Christmas card of the hardest working man in show business, your little boy playing hockey. That was awesome, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's the best. He scored a hat trick last Sunday. You know what he told me the other day, Mark? He said he's not going to play for the Boston Bruins because it's too cold around here. He's going to play for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, the world makes a road for a guy who knows where he wants to go.
No, dude, right. You got to have a plan. That's why I was talking about setting goals. They're a plan. You know, there's no CEO on the planet, whether it be Ford, GM, Nabisco. There's not one CEO who runs major corporations that didn't have a plan. He just didn't work well one day and go, you know what, I think I'll be a CEO. He worked his ass off over it.
But I'll tell you, like, if you want, I can't get anything done without yellow post-it notes, because if I don't write it down, it doesn't happen.
There you go.
It doesn't happen. And you've got to write it down, and you've got to look at it. You've got to look at it every single day. And if it's something that's very important to me, I put the post-it note in my mirror. I put it, my wife goes crazy. She thinks I'm littering the house up, but it's the only way things get done.
No, dude, I totally get that. And I was starting to say that, and I went three different times to talk about it, and I never really finished it. When it came to this message I got from Kevin Nash, which was really, you know, it just felt so good to hear one of my best friends, you know, talk the way he left this message. You know, when I started doing this whole DDP yoga thing, I mean, everybody laughed at me, just like wrestling. No one really believed that, you know, okay, it's helping Dally, but, you know, it is going to help everybody. And, you know, it's just making believers. But it took 9 years and over $500,000 believing that what I'm doing is something I can do the rest of my life and make a comfortable living. That's all I ever want to do, is make a comfortable living and be able to inspire somebody to believe that they can do it themselves. Like, Slim is awesome. If you get a chance on DDP TV, anybody who's listening, if you want to see Slim, go to, under DDP TV, Who Inspires DDP? It's videos like that that make you go, wow, okay, that cat inspires me. So that being said, Officer Rex, thanks for coming on here. Our next caller is Henry.
Have a great night.
Hey, you too, buddy. Is this Henry from Buffalo? Henry?
Hello there.
Henry!
I cannot resist. He's from calling in from Mark's hometown of Buffalo, where it's a balmy 39. I don't know why you'd want to be in Orlando, Mark, when it's big.
Oh, man, I miss Buffalo so much.
Great to
hear from you, Henry.
It's great to hear from you, and I always take an opportunity like this to always call in, and especially because there's so many new DDP Yoga members, to really encourage any new members to really sign up with Mark's Facebook, to read his book, How to Be the Happiest Person on the Planet, to read DDP's book, Positively Page, and read his inspirational quotes every day. It's helped me tremendously. To me, DDP Yoga is not putting in a DVD and doing a workout. It's living life at 90. It's the things that, you know, Mark does every day that inspires me so much. I mean, today it may sound like a boring day to a lot of people, but, you know, I got up, I went to work. I hopefully changed some lives. I ate extremely clean today. I did a great workout. I read a little scripture, and to me it sounds boring to a lot of people, but to me it's a day that I'm more than happy to have every day, and it's one day that I have not had in the past, and it's largely because of, you know, DDP and Mark Merrill. So thank you both.
Henry, thank you, brother. That's awful kind of you.
Yeah, I got to say, Henry, you used to call in all the time, and, you know, Sparky and I noticed this the last time that you called in, that you seem a lot lighter. You seem a lot happier.
Well, it's I've been with, you know, when it was YRG, and it's been a long journey of, and I'm a very emotional person, and, you know, like Jake, someone who struggled with keeping the head straight, the heart straight, and that's why it's so important to me. I know Mark talks so much about having the right friends, and, you know, just having BDP and Mark as friends, along with Sparky and Doug and Katie and David Orth, so many people who are there, it does make a big, huge difference to you. And, you know, I'm a work in progress, but it's all starting to kick in.
Good.
You know, Henry, we become who we surround ourselves with, and that's why I think one of my favorite lines is, you know, our friends are like elevators. They either take you up or they take you down, and you're the type of guy that keeps people up, and I really appreciate that about you. I love reading your comments on, you're always kind of chiming in on my Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and I really appreciate that, man.
Well, I appreciate the kind words as well. And I just want to share one thing before I go. Before the 2012 ended, my friend's actually a trainer at a local gym, and he was talking a little trash to me because I always talk about DDP yoga, and he makes fun of me because he's a big trainer at a gym. And he said that they were actually having a plank contest at his gym. And there was three different age categories, 20s, 30s, and 40 plus. Well, I ended up going down on the last day, And not only did I win the contest, but I won for all three age categories. I totally get they actually had to stop me because I smashed the record that was up there. And I walked in.
If you don't mind me asking, Henry, how long did you hold the plank for?
Oh, gosh. Well, he stopped me because I already had surpassed the time, which it must have been a good at least 10 minutes at least.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible.
Oh, yeah. And I walked in there with a brace on my knee and my ankle. And, you know, I'm out to prove to people. It's like CDP's been saying all along with Arthur, like, you can do anything if you put your mind to it.
Wow, dude, that's impressive, man. That's impressive. I was working out with Louie, and I said, Louie, get the camera. We did right at the end of the workout. And Louie and I just had a really good workout. Anybody who, you know, has been following Louie on DDP TV, you know, he's one of our editors here, you know, here at the house, and edits a bunch of stuff for, you know, for Jake's stuff and everything. And he's down 100 pounds today, which is really awesome. And I started at 452. He's under 352. But right towards the end of the workout, 57 minutes, I said, Louie, I said, I haven't done superhero push-ups in eons. I go, I'm going to try to see if my shoulder, see how it's feeling. Because I'd hurt my shoulder. That's why I stopped doing them for a while. And I'd done like 20 about 3 weeks back. I just wanted to see. And I got on that mat and I started going. And I got all the way to 50. And in my mind, the Boston bad boy, you know, Chris, you know, he had the record. I had 40. He got 50. I was like, man, 50. And in my mind, I thought he got 53. So my body shut down at 50. But if I would have known he got 50 in my head, I'd have got that 51. You know? So if you want to see that, go to DDP TV. And then right after that, Louis, I've never seen him like this. He was bouncing off the walls. He cuts a two-minute promo, does a five-second exploding push-up, which I've never even seen him do before, and went in a down dog and sweeped his leg through. He fell a little bit, but it was amazing that he did it. And then he did the foot over the head. And, man, he got more hits on that video than I got on the 50 superhero push-ups, man. I was so psyched for him. At one point, we were like neck and neck, and then he pulled ahead. I was laughing my ass off. I loved it. And so now, I now know, Louie, that's the guy who comes to the mat, not the other guy who whippers in. And I know he's going to fall back, but he's going to get back up again. And, Henry, that is so awesome. 10-plus minutes on his plank. Wow, that's impressive. Thanks for calling in, brother. Another fellow Buffalonian, Mr. Merrill, which you know that.
Absolutely. Hey, Henry, I'm really hoping that you're going to come out. I'm coming out to the Syracuse area in April 28th. I'll be out in the Syracuse area for a week doing schools, and we're gonna get towards Buffalo, not quite at Buffalo, but man, it'd be great to take the hour drive out and see me. Okay.
Absolutely. I'll make an effort. Thank you.
Oh, that'd be great, man. God bless you, Henry.
Okay.
We got a couple more callers on here. We're going to take, if you call in the next 3 minutes, we'll take you. If you don't, then we're going to cut it off right at Chris. I just wanted, you have some chat room questions there, Sparky? Did you say one or two more of those?
Yeah, they're still coming. We have somebody, and I'll just throw this out there for both of you, who's talking about being depression, having anxiety disorder, you know, at a young age or in their mid to late 30s, and want to know what you think of, you know, medication for mental illness versus, you know, maybe trying to move forward with yourself.
Well, me personally, I'm not a doctor, so I can't comment on that.
That's a very tough question when you can't really talk about. There are some people that seriously need medication, and I'm not wanted to say, personally, my family has high cholesterol, and I'm not, this isn't like a depression or anything, but you know what I mean, with cholesterol, I decided to go off all statins and try to do it just by eating properly, and they called, you know, with it was gluten-free and really eating clean, and I'm getting my blood test taken in 2 months, and I'll find out if I was able to do it on my own. Obviously, if I can't, I'm going to have to use medication, but I really believe that I can.
You know, and it's so funny, Mark's saying about gluten-free, because we talked about this years ago. He goes, well, what do you eat? What do you eat?
there's so much now. You know, it's amazing
right.
how many good stuff you can eat on gluten-free.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, if you're listening, gluten-free doesn't mean calorie-free. So that's because it says gluten-free doesn't mean it's healthy for you. Read the labels. I mean, I even stupidly sometimes will see something and be so pulled in by the packaging and how it says no this, no that. And I'll say, well, that's great. And I start eating and I read and I go, what the hell? How did corn syrup get in this thing? I'm not eating that.
I was in the store in Dallas and I saw that they had a whole section of potato chips marked with big gluten-free stickers that they came on afterwards and slapped on the front of them.
Right, because they've always been gluten-free. But so things like McDonald's fries are not, because they spray them on the fries for taste, because gluten has a good taste to it, and a good taste that we're used to. Okay, Sparky, you got another question there? We got. Let me get Travis on first, and we'll shut down the phone lines here, and we'll go just throw any questions out of the chat room. Travis, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I am. Hey, DDP. Hey, Mark. How you guys doing?
Hey, good, man.
Great, Travis.
Travis?
I'm calling from South Dakota.
Oh, wow. How's the weather out there, bro?
Cold. It's the Great White North. You know, it probably hit what, you know, actually it was pretty balmy for South Dakota. It's, you know, about maybe 29, 30 degrees, but it's, you know, it's South Dakota. You know what? You like the weather, wait 5 minutes, it'll change.
Right.
You drive on, you just layer up and do what you do, so.
Yeah. So you got a question out there, Travis?
Yeah, you know, I guess I have questions for both you, DDP, and you, Mark. You know, DDP, you know, I got into doing DDP yoga listening to Rod Pod. I was listening to Rod Pod. I knew you guys were doing YRG way back when. Okay.
Right.
I actually got to see you in Road Wild back in 98 with you and Jay Leno.
With Leno.
Yeah, right. Actually, Leno almost ran over us in the parking lot of the supermarket where you guys ran that event. So, but yeah, I got to see that. So I knew that was out there. So and just, you know, I just happened to be, you know, going to my iPod, listening to, you know, different things. I got in the Rod Pod, and you were the guest, and you started talking about DDP yoga. So I started to check you out and whatever, and it's like, you're like, you know what, I need to step up. So that's where I took this here. So, and the last time you were on there, I didn't get to hear you last night, but you were getting Roddy into doing DDP yoga. So when is he going to start doing
this? Well, here's the thing with Roddy. Roddy is so old school. If you can catch that Rod Pod, which just aired, you want to catch it, because anybody, it was an amazing show. Roddy, you know, Roddy Piper, everybody knows, no matter what he does, whether it's his stand-up or his thing in the ring or is on his show, no matter what, he's going to be really entertaining. And he's really heartfelt. And that's where Roddy and I have bonded over the years. And, you know, I didn't bust his chops because I don't want anybody from, you know, Mark Merrow, who we've done my workout together, and, you know, he's working into his own stuff, to Kevin Nash, to Gabriel Iglesias. I don't ask anybody to do it more than like once. I will let you know that I'll help you out and hook you up. After that, they come to me. And during the thing with Roddy, on his show, he said, I'm definitely going to do it. I'm going to bring it with me, blah, 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 blah. And then we didn't talk. But my last text from him, and I'll read it to you, because when we were there at, you know, doing the Rod Pod, he said, I know, D, I told you I was going to do this thing. It's like, Roddy, I don't want you to do it. You do it when, you know, when you're ready to do it. And then at that point, I'll help you and see if I can get to see the message here. He left me here. God, where is it? God, it's so long. Sir, great show. I'll look for that. Wait, here it is. Wait, that's his. Oh, I got it. I went to my Twitter or my text. But DDP, love you. Got your message. I will call you. Making sure my kids are taken care of. I love them all. Oh, that's not the right one. Where the hell is that one? Oh, no. All right, now I can't find the damn thing. It's right here somewhere. I'll look for it off of this. But the bottom line is, no, he hasn't done it yet. But when he finally does, and mark my words, he will at some point. He's 57 years old. When he sees Jake at the Hall of Fame, and when we go to do the Hall of Fame thing in Jersey this year, because that's where WrestleMania is at, and that's where everybody's going to get to see Jake and what he's looking like and how he's just everything about him. His whole physiology has changed. When he sees how good he looks, I know he's going to be, it's going to be a defining moment for him. And when a defining moment comes along, you define the moment, and the moment defines you. A guy like Roddy Piper spends 3 hours in the gym, 3 hours every day. When you get over 45, 50 years old and your body's beat up, you're not doing yourself any good beating up your body more with weights. At some point, he's going to know it. And mark my words, at some point, Roddy will be a huge advocate along the line of Chris Jericho. He will, because I just know it. Because once he does it, he's going to go, why didn't you just hold me down and make me do it? That's what he's going
to say. Right. So. You know, and you know, it's when I started looking into stuff there, you know, I watched the Arthur Borman video. I saw you were doing getting Jake the Snake into your house and everything there. And Jake, I've been a fan of Jake since the late 80s, early 90s. So I mean, that really inspired me. That was the switch for me to get into DDP yoga. I'm 43 days in right now. I've lost 23 pounds so far. I'm kicking it there. I just got back into judo and jiu-jitsu after taking three or four years off. And boy, I tell you what, doing the DDP yoga. It's my wife tells me I've drank the Kool-Aid, but you know it's the best tasting Kool-Aid I've ever drunk. that's what I say. So my other question then is to you, Mark. Mark, you've been always the most ever since Johnny B. Badd, Mark Merrill, everything. You've been the most positive. Just the most energetic person. Wrestler you've seen on TV. My question is, what was the point that flipped the switch for you? Is there a point that you can point to and say, you know what, this is where we say I drove forward and this is what got me on the path?
Oh, wow. You know, there was a couple of defining moments in my life. You know, I mean, obviously, wow, that's a great question. And I don't want to come across as being too religious or anything like that, but I got to just tell the truth is that, after I lost everything, including my mother, father, brother, sister, ex-wife, many of Dallas and I's friends that lost in the business that died, it seems like we were going to funerals all the time. And it just became, I became really depressed in my own life. And I hate to say this, but I felt like just taking the easy way out. And on Christmas Day in 2003, I remember that I had no family, no place to go, no friends that I was really talking with at that time. And I drove to a Cocoa Beach pier and sat under a pier on Christmas Day. And that's the day I decided that I was going to end it all. And that was the day that right before I ended it all, it was this defining moment in my life when I gave my life to Christ. And from that day on, everything's changed. New family, new wife, new friends, new purpose, and this new desire to make a difference in this world. And that's where I got to say, no matter how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get back up. And that was the time I got up where I said, I don't want to get knocked down anymore. No more. Yeah. And it's been a nonstop blessing since then.
That's great. I'm glad to say that. Just because everyone starts at a point and everything, and I'm glad to hear that point. I have my faith and everything, and I take that, incorporate that into everything that I do and everything. The one thing, and you'll see if you see me on the website, I try to post as much as I can of little video blogs, whatever else, for what I do. But you'll see my tagline, most of mine, own this day. You know, you have own your life, you know, as far as, you know, as far as the whole DDP yoga lifestyle goes. But, you know, every day is one step at a time. So I kind of took that own your life and, you know, just own this day, because every day is a new day. And if you don't own this day, you know, that's when you give up. So, you know, you guys inspire me so much, and I'm so glad to hear and talk to you guys here. I hope to talk to you guys again soon, and hope to get to see you guys sometime real soon.
Well, I really appreciate that so much, man. And you know, I got to tell you, Dallas, what's really cool about this is getting to meet a lot of the listeners and a lot of the DDP yoga people. Wow, this is great. And you know, I'd like to meet many more of you guys. And if you can go to, you know, I'm on Twitter. I know a lot of you guys are on Twitter. I'm at Mark Mero, and it's Mark with a C, and Mero is M-E-R-O. And also, if you're on Facebook, go to my Facebook page, which is Mark Mero Page. And not Dale's page, it's Mark Mero's page. Is that funny? Dale's never thought about that. My Facebook page is facebook.com/Mark Mero Page. So I guess we are brothers.
Hey, Mark, I already told Slim I'm going to bring him by to meet you one day.
That would be awesome, man. I would love to meet Slim.
Love him. You'll love him.
Where do you guys live?
On your way out, I found that text that he sent me. He says, "Have not forgot you, my brother. We'll be doing DDP yoga ASAP. Colt and I are out of the country. We'll be back soon to start your program. Promise, love, Hot Rod." So I don't. He hits me with these texts once in a while. So I know at some point he's going to get pulled into it. And when he does, it's going to be amazing. Because, you know, Roddy, he's a guy who's got crazy work ethic. And you get out of DDP yoga what you put into it. And if you would, Travis, please, Robert, right here on the show, if you would text or email him, robert@dallaspage.com, your story, man. We'd love to put you up there in a transformation thing, man, and, you know, send him a paragraph or so. Love to have you up there, man. Anybody who's out there who's gotten amazing results, and you don't have to be at your goal yet. You know, we've got many people like Slim. He's under construction. You know, so is DJ. DJ is down 110 pounds. He started at 519. He's down to 410. He's around the corner from dropping into the threes for the first time in a long time. And that is huge. So anybody out there that's working hard, we want to know about it. You know, Robert's the one who really masterminds all of the websites that we do and everything. And we'd love to have you up there if you're working hard. And, you know, we want to know about it. You know, and a lot of the people who have great results and they send the pictures and all that stuff, you know, a lot of people I call. Because when I know that you're working hard, I want you to kick ass. So I'm going to take that one step farther that I don't want to name names of different guys who have their own programs out there, but I don't think anybody does what we're doing. Because what we're doing is like, you know, you go to Team DDP Yoga and you sign up and you can't believe how many people come by and welcome you. And that all started with me helping people. And it's like, if I help you, you help others. That's your payback, you know. So that's got to be awesome. And we'd love to have that up there, Travis. So please send it over to us.
Absolutely, I'll get right on that. So,
awesome,
that's
bro.
Great. I'll get it on there. And thanks, guys, and keep banging it on there. I'll be watching for you.
Okay, buddy. Have a great night. Mark, just a couple questions from the chat room, and then we'll close this out. How many more questions have we got there, Sparky?
Hey, I'm going to combine two of them. We got our Warriors, Katie and Dawn, and their question is, you know, what are the highlights of wrestling for you? Did any of that lead you to be the motivational speaker? And do you use your confetti gun in your presentations?
The answer to the second part of the question, to the confetti gun, absolutely not. You know, in wrestling, I think some of the great memories, and I think Dallas will test this. I think the first time you ever win a belt, you remember that, you know, no matter if the match was really good or bad, but you remember winning your first belt. And, you know, I think wrestling Dallas, Dallas, correct me if I'm wrong, I think we wrestled each other probably more than anybody else. I don't know if you've ever been on a program like when I wrestled.
No, when you really think about it, maybe Randy would have come close, but nowhere near. And being able to, you know, go out there, like when Mark and I would have our matches, and like they wouldn't put us, you know, like they wouldn't put us on Nitro because we weren't worthy at the time. And so I just went around that and said to Terry Taylor, can we be the dark match? And that's where we go out there and do 20 minutes. And I can remember hearing the people when we finally got them, 1, 2, ah! And we just looked at each other. And no one's seen it, but we see it. We just start laughing. We got them. And then we could be on a run from that. With our...
Yeah, there were some great memories. You know, there are certain guys that you really enjoy wrestling because Dallas and I put a lot of time into working with each other, even down at the power plant. You know, preparing for a match, especially when we got shots like on the pay-per-view. And then finally, when we got to the point where we're actually wrestling for a belt against each other, was just an exciting time in wrestling. And, you know, it really solidified our friendship, you know, that we've been friends for going on, you know, 20-something years now. That
yeah,
we've
pretty
been,
crazy.
Been buddies,
boom.
You know, it's been incredible.
When I was talking to Hall, he said, and I see the picture of Mark Merrow. He goes, does he ever age?
Well, Scott was probably one of the most handsome guys in wrestling in his day, you know. And you know, the beautiful thing is that he can get back there. He really can. And as many people might doubt that, but he just, you know, there's certain help that we're capable of giving people, and we're certain gifts that we have. But Dales and I and the rest of the group at DDP Yoga, they're not doctors. And there are certain medications and certain things that Scott will have to go through before he can really put his body through any type of physical, you know, any type of – he's got to get his mind straight before he starts working on his body. And I think that's what Dallas really needs. And I think that's – he can only do that through a professional care rehab facility. And but after that, sky's the limit for Scott Hall. And wow, what a testimony. And I'm already, you know, when you picture something in your mind, you see what somebody can do. And I know Dallas has already seen that vision of what Scott can do. And I see it too. I believe in all my heart. There's many doubters. And I think the more people that doubt it or say, are you kidding me? He's just a drunk. He's just a drug addict. He's this, he's that. But you know what? You got to look past that. There are people that made it, that Jake Roberts, I guess you can't ask for a much better example into what Jake Roberts is doing right now. Jake Roberts is shocking the world. And in another 6 months, another year, the Jake Roberts that we will see will be the most incredible Jake Roberts that he's ever seen. Even when he was in his prime, he will never be better than what he's got coming. The rest of his life will be the best of his life.
And I'll tell you, Mark, the really interesting part about Jake, first of all, everyone knows that in wrestling, he had probably, you know, the best interviewer ever, you know, as far as reality-based. And his mind was just amazing. He's so smart. But I hadn't seen that guy in a long time. Well, that guy is coming back. Because it blows my mind. Literally, you know, when I talk to him now, I'm like, wow, man, who are you? You know, and we laugh about it. Right now, like I say, he's going through a lot of drama with the shoulder because when you abuse your body with alcohol and drugs, your body and wrestling, forget the wrestling 30-something years, but when you add the booze and the pills and the drugs, well, your body becomes brittle. That's why it's so important to eat real food. No, not genetic GMO. A lot of people are throwing that word around. Well, GMO means genetically modified or genetically engineered foods. In other words, they've changed what the real food is and genetically engineered it to what's going to make them more money. That's really what it comes down to. And they don't care about our health or what happens to our bodies. We have to. Like when Jake is here, like there's no bad food in my house, but it is delicious. And anybody who comes to the Ultimate Workshops will really see that. And they're going to be like, oh my God, I never dreamed that this could taste like this. Well, it's because you've never tried it. So, you know, like you said, there's a lot of good things out there right now to try. And when you heal your body with nutrition, it helped, and Arthur was the first one that I knew. This is 6 years ago Arthur did that. We're coming up to the 6-year anniversary, which will be less than a month. Arthur and I talked for the first time ever February 5th of 2007. And there's a video up of him up there on YouTube. Look it up. And you'll see him. He's under the name of Sanji, because that was, he wanted to be, have anonymity on the web.
Good luck, yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, right. Here's a guy who's in Google's top 100 videos, a flash of him being in there. Anybody who saw the video knew it was Arthur, because he was running. And that's the most powerful part of that whole video. You know, coming in with the crutches and the canes and the knee braces, but the running was so monumental. And, you know, he's got no anonymity now, but he's adjusted to it very well. Sparky, do we have any more questions, or is that it?
That pretty much taps us out for the
chat. Okay, good.
Perfect.
Do you have anything, Sparky, to add tonight?
Man, you guys hit it all. I was just thinking to myself, you know, how do you get pause when you've been paused and you lose it? But you guys hit that all tonight. Man, I feel great listening to Dallas, listening to you and Mark talk back and forth. That just made my night.
Oh, awesome. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I hope some of you guys at home enjoyed it. Mark, thank you so much for coming on tonight, bro.
All right, well, I'll see you in a couple months. I'll be down in Atlanta, okay? Don't forget those dates. I'll be there.
Mark's going to be at the Ultimate Workshop, because the first one sold out. The second one, our guest is going to be there. I'm so excited about it. Oh, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be so hot. If you want, Mark, tell people where they can find you at one more time, brother.
On Twitter, at Mark with a C, Mark Mero, M-E-R-O. And also go to my like page on Facebook, which is Mark Mero Page.
And if you are one of the people out there who are trying to find that inspiration, trying to find that way to pick yourself up, I'm telling you right now, go to Mark's site and order, or go to, you know, Amazon, wherever, and order How to Be the Happiest Person on the Planet. What's your site that they can actually find that book, Mark? So it goes right to you.
Just go to thinkpozpoz.org, thinkpoz.org.
Yes, so if you want to think positive, because it's all about filling yourself with positive people around you, positive information around you. That's how you do it. You just don't go, oh, man, I'm never going to do that. I go, you're right, you won't. Because if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. It was Henry Ford that said that. And Mark Mero, say the elevator line one time more, bro, because that's strong.
Your friends are like elevators. They either take you up or they take you down. Show me your friends. I'll show you your future.
And I'm showing you mine right here. Mark Mero, thanks so much. Robert, thank you so much. And Sparky, and for the missing Stacy tonight, can't wait to have her back next week. Next week's guest will be, I can't believe I didn't say this earlier, will be the one and only Al Snow. That's right. Al Snow will be here next week, and he's doing DDP yoga. Good God. The list is growing every day. Thank you so much for being a part of this tonight, guys. You were wonderful. You were marvelous, bud. See ya!
Kept it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh! Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.